I don't think Father Virgil needs any formal introduction. Father Virgil is the pastor of the entire town, and is a great representative of Catholicism in many areas of life in Santa Barbara. And since this will be the last time I'll have an opportunity to introduce Father Virgil, I just want to take the time on behalf of all of us, I know, to thank him for 30 years of support for education of the laity here and for being behind what we're doing here at Word and Life, for encouraging and allowing us to choose those topics that are important to us, to explore things that are maybe a little edgy in other places. But it's been a great comfort, and especially for me personally, to know that member of the clergy is behind our great speaking to understand our faith and really truly supportive of it. And over the years, he's always let us have free rein on the books that we've chosen, even if he didn't totally agree with them. And I want to thank you, Virgil, for all the love you give to us and for all the support and care over the years. Father Virgil has always been a great model and witness to me of true priestly vocation. Doesn't matter whether, and especially now with his move from the mission to Vista Del Monte, doesn't matter where he is, he's always in his priestly ministry. It's always important to him to take the good news wherever he goes and make the best of it. So he's getting to practice the spirituality he's preached for so long, but and in great admiration of his bringing God into everyday life and for meeting people where they are. So we want to sing our blessing over Father today, but you don't have to stand up. You can stay seated. We're not going to do our ordinary blessing, but Gail will lead us in, and I think most of us know the words. So